Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, receive the coat of many colors, that of my favor that I have reserved for you. You're not disqualified by your struggles with unbelief, the fluttering down in your heart, in your spirit that you sense from time to time. It's not discomfort or disobedience, but my wings of transition bringing you, leading you to new territory in me. Embrace the unknown, for I will lead you with my peace and joy beyond explanations and rational paths and logical thinking at times. A fresh download is coming, like a GPS that goes blank as you cross a boundary and then suddenly burst into crystal clarity, revealing a new download, revealing your new path. Trust, beloved, trust, my darling, that I have already set your course. Press forward with unwavering faith, for the gates that have been closed to you in times past are now on the verge of swinging wide open. Walls of restriction that once seemed insurmountable are crumbling before you. You are anointed for radical transformation because of the mantle that rests upon your life by my predisposition, even before you were formed in your mother's womb. This mantle carries the power to propel you beyond your natural limitations into the very fullness of your destiny in my kingdom. You're an inner court Christian. You are an inner court believer, not one who seeks the fleeting fulfillment in the outer fringes of faith. You're called to a deeper place, an inner sanctum, where the oil of my lamp perpetually illuminates your path. The incense of my spirit will envelop you, preparing you for a transformative Holy of Holies experience. In this sacred space, your understanding of who I am on the inside of you and who you are in me will be profoundly reshaped. Here you will encounter my presence in a way that transcends explanation, that ignites a fire within you that will move you forward. This encounter that's coming, that you're stepping into, is a wellspring of unwavering conviction, a source of strength that will sustain you through any trial. It'll be a revelation of your true identity as my child, fearfully and wonderfully made. As you dwell in the inner court, you will experience a peace that surpasses understanding, a peace that will anchor you even in the midst of life's storms. You will be empowered by my spirit from this day forward to become a radiant beacon of my love in the world, a living testament to the transformative power of faith. God bless you.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.